The last few weeks we just started the fourth parak. We got to Samach Tes Amud Aleph. The parak is talking about the dinam of Ben Pekuah. That if I shecht a pregnant cow, so and then there's an uber inside Samach Tes Amud Aleph. That's Samach Tes Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah says you shecht a pregnant cow and there's an uber inside. So the shechita is chal on the uber. So the Gemara finally asks a question, where is the source in Chumash for this institution of Ben Pekuah? That's the last 10 lines on Daf Samach Tes Samar Aleph. And the Mishnah says, there's a machlekes we just learned last time, we learned 2 weeks ago. The Gemara quoted a machlekes, Rameh, Rav Yudah, in the Mishnah, what if the Uber is alive? So if the Uber is dead, and Yeshech the mother, then all the Tanaim agree that the dead Uber is Nita B'Shechita Sima. If the Uber is a Bentes Chai, it's Kolala Chadoshim, and it's inside the mother's Rechem. So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. We pass in Halacha that even both dead and alive, the Shechita of the mother is Chal on the Uber. Then the Mishnah has a bigger Chiddush. Not only alive or dead, even if you stick in your hand and you take a knife and you cut the Uber to pieces, so you have different organs of the Uber inside. You shech the mother, the shechita is chal on the organs of the Uber. If you stick your hand inside the animal and you cut up the spleen, you detach the spleen or you detach any organ from the mother itself, the shechita is not going to be chal on those organs. But shechita is chal on the organs of the Uber. So the Gemara asks, where in the world does this come from? Where is the pasuk and where is there a mashmas in the pasuk to distinguish between Chotech the Uber Shebimeyeho and Chotech Eber from the mother? So that's the last 10 lines on Samach Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks, Minola, where is the source for such an institution? The Gemara says, Dichsif, it's a pasuk, but it's not the Pshuto Shal Mikra, it's not the simple reading in the pasuk, otherwise it would have been a more Mufus and Dikadin. So the Pshuto Shal Mikra says, it's in today's Sedra also. It says, how do you determine whether any given animal is kosher or not? Is it min kosher? So if it's a behema or chayu, it's determined by mala ger mafris parsa. If it's a fish, it's determined by snapa v'kaskesis. And if it's a bird, so the pasuk in Chumash doesn't give the simanim, but pasuk, the psukim give a list of all the non-kosher birds. So the Gemara says in the previous parak, in other treifas, obviously, the non-kosher list of birds is shorter than the kosher list of birds. So all birds are kosher unless they belong to this list of non-kosher birds. And then the Mishnah in Eilu Treifis gives you the Tzad HaShoveh. Mishnah tells you what are the simanim to know whether any given bird is kosher or treif. Fine. So the Pasuk says, if you have an animal that has, chews its gut, and has split hoofs, it has the both simanim of Malagir Marfis Parsa, then the animal is kosher and then you have to shecht it. So if you read the pasuk, you have commas and you have semicolons in the middle of a pasuk, like a sentence, you have a commas. So if you read it correctly, so the pasuk, the Pshuto Shal Mikra, doesn't say a word about Ben Pekuah. But if you read it, if you put the comma in the wrong place, so this gives you an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that you have more than one level of interpretation. So the Pshuto Shel Mikra follows the trap. The trap tells you where you're supposed to pause, where there's a comma, where there's a semicolon. So the pasuk reads, if you have an animal that's malagir marfis parsa, shine, then you're allowed to eat it. If you shecht, you can eat it. Then, if you take away the comma, so the pasuk reads, "V'chol behema mafreses parsa behema bibehema." The pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk, any animal that's inside another animal, behema bibehema, an animal inside another animal. According to the Pshuto Shel Mikra, the pasuk isn't talking about that. It says an animal that has the two simanim, alger mafres parsa, comma, in the world of animals, does mean an animal inside an animal. As far as animals, as opposed to fish, and as opposed to fowl, in the area of behemoth and chayas, that'll be a behemoth to her. So that's called behemoth b'behemoth, the rabbi says havlat. So the Gemara raises the question, is that true? An animal that's inside a fetus that's inside the rechem, the womb of another animal, so the animal inside is called an animal? Is that in biblical Hebrew? Can you apply the word behemoth to an uber? Maybe the word behema only applies to an animal that was born already. So the Gemara says there is a din of tamura. There's a masechus tamura. There's a din if you have a carbon, it says layach lifenu v'lo yamaros. A person designated an animal as a carbon, and he decides it's not right. He gave an inferior animal, he wants to give a better one. Or he decides he picked out too expensive an animal, that's too much. He can't afford that. He wants to substitute it with a less valuable animal. So the Torah says you're not permitted layach lifenu v'lo yamaros. You're not allowed to switch the animal with a different one. Tov v'ra rabatov. Whether you want to substitute and give a better animal, you want to substitute and give an inferior animal, either direction, even if you mean l'toiva, you want to give a better animal, you're not allowed to. So it says in the Pasuk, lo yachvelo, v'hema yome behema, b'vehema, if he switches one animal instead of another one, v'hoyahu v'smarosa yiyakodesh. You're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to say that, but if you did, so the original korban retains its kedusha, and the animal that you designated should substitute for the original one also has the same kedusha. So if the first one was an oiler, the second one was also an oiler, you makir both as an oiler. First one was a shlamim, and the second one is also a shlamim, you makir both as a shlamim. If the first one was a chatos, and the second one is a tmuras chatos, so chatos is for the purpose of kaparas. So you can't bring a chatos, ben edu and a dova. An oiler and a shlamim, you can bring ben edu and a dova. So he designated one. Then he decides to switch it, to swap, to replace it with a different one. So the Torah says, "V'ha'yuhu esmarasi yakadosh." They're both ola, they're both shlamin. But you can't. They're both chatos now. The original carbon was a chatos or an osham, which is bola chaper, and now he's going to make a tmuras chatos and a tmuras osham. So how can you be makar both as a chatos, both as an osham? It's only bola chaper. It's not. So he's going to have kapara with the first one. So what is he going to do? Get kapara with the second one? So the Gemara says you don't makriv hayuhu smarasa, you don't makriv the second one as a chatas and as an osham, and the halacha tells you how to proceed. That's called a moisa. There's a din. Let's say a person was mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, and he finds out about it. He realizes that he did chilul Shabbos, so he designates the korban chatas. So let's say he designates two animals le'achrayas. He says I want to designate both of these are the chatos. I want to be makar if either A or B as a chatos. Just in case one gets lost, I'll be makar with the other. Neither gets lost, and is makar if one is a chatos. What do you do with the leftover chatos? So that's called moisa chatos, korevoilo. If you have an extra chatos, so let's say the person doesn't designate two lachrayas as a backup, he sets aside the $2,000 to buy a chatos, and he comes to Yerushalayim. He finds that they're selling behemoths for $1,000, what does he do with the leftover $1,000? So that money is moisa chatos. Moisa chatos is learned out from a pasuk. Moisa chatos korevoilo. Same thing, moisa osham, also korevoilo. So whatever is left over is korevoilo. And then by chatos, there's a special halacha moshe mesina. Tmuras chatos is mesa. You have to lock it up in a room and let it die from starvation.
But isn't it also bechaper and
mitzvah say? Oila is mechaper, yeah. But oila is bar ben eder and adava also, okay. Even if you don't need any kapara at all. So you can have two oilas, that's not a problem. You can have two shlamins, yeah. So when the pasuk talks about tamura, it says you're not permitted to do it, so it says, heima yama behema, be behema, if he replaces one behema instead of another behema, v'hoyuhu esmarasa yiyakodesh. So the Chumash uses the lashon behema, be behema. So we're just saying now, behema, Bibehema is the source of the institution of Ben Pekua. So we're assuming that the uber inside the mother's body can be referred to as Behema. Behema, Bibehema, the second word Bibehema goes refers on the mother. But the first word Behema goes on the uber. So you see, according to this drasha, Behema, Bibehema, that you can refer to in Biblical Hebrew, a fetus, the uber can be called Behema. So the Gemara says, if so, Elameyato, if that drasha is correct, and you're assuming that an uber inside the rechem of a mother can be referred to in biblical Hebrew as a behema, Elameyato, Yamiru Bo, you should be able to make tmura a lama tanan hakam, same as lama. How come we have a Mishnah that says that you have to do tmura behema bibehema? It has to be an animal. I want to replace this animal instead of that animal. If I want to say the uber inside have a pregnant cow, I say the uber inside should be tachas this behema. So the tmura is not chal. Or let's say I have a korban that's pregnant, and I say, so there's a din of vlad eskachim, the vlad of the korban is also a korban the mizbeach. So I'll take a behema schulim, we're on samach tes, I'm on aleph, the last 10 lines. we finally got to the Gemara discussing what is the source of the whole institution of Ben Pekur. Where does it come from? In the Chumash, where's the source? So the Gemara first thought is based on the Pasuk, Behema Bivahem. It's going to come out. That is the final conclusion also. That's the famous Mokka. Behema Bivahem. So the Gemara says, to make this drasha, you're assuming that in biblical Hebrew you can refer to an uber inside a behemoth also as a behemoth, even though it wasn't born yet. So how come, Aloma Tanan, how come there's a din, that you cannot make temura eim mimirim lo evorim be uberim ve lo uberim be evorim? I say, let the leg of this animal serve as a temura for the uber in this korban. Or let the uber in this behemoth chulin serve as a temura for the leg of this animal. Or let the leg serve as a temura for the korban, for the whole animal. Or let the uber serve as a temura for the whole animal. So the din of temura doesn't apply to uber, a fetus. It doesn't apply to an ave or a limb. It only applies to a full, whole animal that was born already. Because based on the pasuk, the behema yamid behema, be behema. The behema's chulin that you want to use to substitute for the behema's kachim has to be a full, live animal that was born already. Can't be an ave and can't be an uber. And the animal of kachim that it's coming to replace has to be a whole behema. It can't be. So the Mishnah spells everything out. Eimimirim, this it's simply the tmura is not chal. La evorim beubrim, if you want to substitute a limb for a fetus, or la ubrim beivorim, la evorim beubrim bishleimim, if you have a full carbon and you want to replace it, substitute it with a limb or with a uber, la shleimim behema. If you have a behema schula and a behema shleima, I want this to substitute instead of a leg of a carbon, instead of the fetus inside the carbon. So the, it's not valid. It's simply not chal. It's not chal. Why? Because the pasuk says mehem yame behema bevehema, and behema means to the exclusion of a limb and to the exclusion of an uber. So the Gemara first scraps it. The Gemara says wrong. The drasha, that the famous drasha, is incorrect. And on the basis, the Gemara is going to come back again to that drasha. That's what Rashi and Chumash quotes: behema bevehema. So the Gemara at this point backs out and says, no, Ela Omakro, no. It's not that behema, bivahema means an uber inside an animal. A fetus inside another animal is not yet called a behema, it wasn't born yet. It's based on the word kol. Whenever it says kol, whenever it's ach or rak, it's always a miut. Whenever the word kol appears, it's always a ribui. Right, in today's Sedra, not in today's Sedra, probably later in Tash Pashas Mitzurah, today's Sedra has a little bit about mikveh. If a person is tummy, he either goes to mikveh in a mikveh or a mayon, two ways to become tar. So the pasuk later, I think, in Pashas Mitzurah says, this called besorai yirchatz b'mayim. So, verachatz es called besorai b'mayim. So the Gemara says, kol means you have to mayim. The word kol means something special. So the word kol means you have to have 40 saw in the mikveh that you should be able to submerge the whole body of the person under the 40 saw. The average sized person will be able to fit in if you have 40 saw. If a person is Og Melech HaBoshen, he's a giant or he's extremely fat, he's 500 pounds, he's very fat, he won't be able to fit into a mikveh of 40 saw. He'll need a bigger mikveh. But a normal average sized person, if you have a little baby, the baby can fit into a much tinier mikveh also. But the Vishiyaru Chachamim, the Chachamim established that the Shir is Memso. So that's based on the word Virachatz S. The word S is also Marba something. In biblical, there was a big Machalekis Satanoim. Bereshis Bor Lakim S Hashemayim. The S are, it's every other pasuk has the word S. In modern Hebrew, we usually leave out the word S all the time. So in biblical Hebrew, you have every other pasuk has the word S. There was a big Machalekis Satanoim. Do you darshan call S V.S. Shabbat Torah? The Gemara says there was a Tana Shimon Hamsoini. Others say his name was Nechemi Hamsoini, some Tanaitic figure. And he darshan every time it says the word S, it's a Reba, it's Marba something additional. Till he got to the Pasuk, S Hashem El Kechatira, you should fear God. And who else should you fear like God? S, there's only one God, he doesn't have a Shutif, there's no one else to fear. So he backed out from all the drushes. All the drushes are false. The Talmidim said, what should we do with all the notes? We have notes from years and years of drushes. So he said, put it all in the shem. So everything is wrong. Just like all the years I got reward for attempting to say Torah Semes, and now I realize that it's falsha Torah. The word S isn't marba anything. So now I'll get reward for not saying falsha Torah. Now I'll get reward not to say falsha Torah. Until Rabbi Akiva came along And he said, no, in that pasuk also, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabbis Tamid HaChachamim, that by a plain Tamid Chachman there's a din of Kovet. By Rabbi Muvik there's a din of Moira. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira means Yiras Hashem, you have to Moira Rabbach Kimoro Shamayim. That expression in Pirkei Avos is based on that drasha from the pasuk. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, you marbif in the word Es, that Moira Rabbach Rebbe Muvik should be like Moira Shamayim, because it's learned after that pasuk. So the pasuk says by a person toivolini and a mikveh, so it says verachas is called b'sara b'mayim. So the word s is marbe the hair, because it's b'sara means the body. What if a man or a woman has long hair, long peis, whatever, long beard? So the word s is marbe es atofel b'sara, even the hair also needs tefillah to be submerged under the mikveh. And the word kol is also marbe something. So usually it's marbe something additional. And that pasuk it teaches you. You have to be able to submerge the whole body in the mikveh at one time. So here the pasuk says, "The chol behema mafreses paris of a shasa shesa osa tochelu." So the word kol is marba something. It could have written behema mafreses paris of a shasa shesa malager mafres. What does it say? Kol, any animal. So what would it need the word kol? The pasuk would have read just as well without the word kol. So the word kol is l'rabba says havlad. Not that the word behema itself means vlad. The first opinion in the Gemara was they were assuming behema bibehema. The first behema means the uber, and the second behema means the mother. Behema bibehema. Now they're saying, no, the word behema in biblical Hebrew never refers to an uber. It wasn't born yet. It's not called a behema till it's born. But it says kol behema. Kol behema that's malager, marfis parsa, you may eat. So kol is marbe even the vlad, even the uber. Mara says, "E hachi." If the word kol is the riboy, not learning it from the word behema bibehema. The word kol is the riboy. Afilu chaytech menatchal menakloyes nami. So what's wrong? The Mishnah says, if you cut up the spleen, or you cut up any organ, the any organ of the mother, the cloyes or the kidneys, cut an organ of the mother and you leave it inside the mother's body, then you shech the mother. So the shechit, that's an eiv menachai. The shechit on the mother will be mata the mother. It may not be mata the mother either. If you cut off too many organs, the mother will become a trefa. But the shechit on the mother is only chal on the mother. It's not chal on the ev merachai that was detached. If you learn out from the word behema bibehema, so it only refers to the ben pekua the uber. But if you learn out from the word kol, so who tells you that it's only marbe an uber inside a mother? Maybe it goes choytech menat cholam menat klois nami should also be included in kol. Call behema, call a rabbi something, so let it be marbe. If you detach the limb from the other, aloma tanan, how come? Same as loma. How come we have in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in our perk? Choytech men uber shevimeyeho is mutter. If you cut up the uber inside, so the shechit on the mother is chal on the ben pekua, even if the ben pekua is cut in little pieces. Even if it's dead, even if it's alive, even if it's dead, even if it's cut up, the shechit on the mother is chal. However, menatchol menakwais of the mother, if you cut off the kidneys of the mother, you cut off the spleen of the mother, osa b'achila. The shechit on the mother is not chal on the ev menachai from the mother. Why don't you say everything is learned out from the word kol? Where do you see in the mashmosa with the word kol that it only goes on a l'rabbi says havlad, the uber inside, maybe goes in on the tchol and the klois? Mora says no, because the pasuk says, b'chol behem ma'feses pas v'shas sesa, oso tochelo. What do you mean oso? So the word oso has the mashmos oso bishlei musa, only if the animal is complete. So the word kol is marbe an uber inside, or if you cut up the aver of the uber inside. But if you cut up the mother is not shleima, so there's no heter for that. Or makro oso tochelo oso shleima lo chaser. If the mother will be chasera, then there's no heter. The shechit on the mother is not chal on the organs of the mother.
Shechita
doesn't make
the mother
shleima,
though. I mean, if she's missing her
klayos,
she doesn't just become shleima.
So the shechita on the mother shouldn't even michal on the mother. Should michal at all? It's a good kasha. The Gemara is going to back out from this drush. It's a good kasha, according to the way the Gemara is suggesting now. Also, shleima should not only exclude that the shechita on the mother is not chal on the organs that were detached, shouldn't even michal on the mother. It's a good kasha. Okay.
So the Gemara, if you cut up the vlad in the ima, So then
we say that it is mat. The shechita on the mother is mat to everything that's inside.
The mother is shleima.
Since the mother is shleima, the uber was cut up, so the shechita on the mother is chal on anything inside.
Oisa only goes on
the mother. The mother has to be shleima. Frag the Gemara, if the marker for the institution of Ben Pekur is behema, bibehema, an animal inside an animal, then we understand the following. Then the last line, Rabbi Yechanan has a statement that's lahalach ashechet es hapeima, you shech the cow, and the cow was pregnant, and then it turns out that inside there was a mutation. You find a bird inside. There was an uber, and it was a mutation. It's in the form of yayna, a bird. So the din is aratzasa b'achila. The din of ben pekuah is only if the behema inside, the uber inside, is in the shape of an animal. So that's based on the drasha, behema, the behema, a behema inside a behema. And if it's a bird inside a behema, there's no heta. But if you're telling me behema, behema is not the source, because you can't, in biblical Hebrew, you can't refer to a fetus as a behema. Mm-hmm. So the mocker is from the word kol, called behema, mafres is parsa, oso tachelu, kol is marbe, even the uber inside. So who tells you it only goes on an uber that's in the shape of the behema? It should go even an uber that's mutation, it's in the shape of a bird also. So the Gemara asks on the second line from the bottom, Ela meyata, if the makir is not behema be behema, the makir is the word kol, so where do you see, so first the Gemara thought the word kol is marbe, even chotich menatchol menakloyes of the mother. Whatever is inside the mother. The Gemara said no, it says, Oysa tachelu, Oysa shleim of loy chasera. If you cut off a limb from the mother, the shechita is not chal on the mother. But the Gemara says, so what if you have a demus yoyna, elamayata, if the mocker is the new pasuk, the word kol, why is it, elamayata, shechir is habe, matzama demus yoyna, tishtiri, let the shechita of the mother be mater the demus yoyna, and the din is that it's not salama, Rabbi Yechanan, why did Rabbi Yechanan say that it's not so? No one disagrees. We pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, shechir is habe, matzama demus yoyna, asav achila, why is it asav achila? If it's the first drasha, behema b'behema is nicha, it's not in the shape of a behema, it's in the shape of a bird. But if you say the riba is from the word kol, where do you see in the word kol? It has to be in the shape of a behema. The Gemara says, no, that's how the pasuk reads. How does the pasuk read? V'chol behema, ma'preses parsa v'shasa shesa, malas ger ba'behema, oiso tachelo. So it says, v'chol behema, ma'preses parsa, v'chol is marbe, something else, that's mafres is parsa b'shas shesa malas geira ba'behema. It talks about the kol is marbe something that's also mafres parsa malas geira. So it must be an animal. It can't be a bird. A bird that is this bichlal. It can't be malas geira. It can't be mafres parsa. The whole concept doesn't apply to birds. So that's what the Gemara answers. According to that, they're still sticking with the second rosh kol, but the pasuk continues. The kol is marbe the uber. It has to be chol behema malas ger mafres parsa. So the yoyna is neither; it's not malas ger. And for the Gemara beina, we require parsas v'leka, because that's how the pasuk continues. Chol behema mafres parsa v'shas shashas. Frag the Gemara. Really, the only time you allow ben pekua is when the uber inside is in the shape of an animal and it's malas ger mafres parsa. That's not true, because we learned 2 weeks ago when we were learning. There's a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah in Bechoris in the first parak. Let's say you have an animal all the way back to the Sheshes, May Breshes, a cow, all of a sudden the cow gives birth, a mutation, gives birth to a camel. That's called kolut ben por. Kolut means parsos of klutas, doesn't have split hoofs. The camel, which is it? The gomel, the camel, is malager, but it's not mafres parsa. So the Chumash says you're not allowed to eat it. So there's a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah in the first perek Mechoras. So we paskin if it's a cow, all the way down, and now all of a sudden now there's a mutation. Since this the yichus is that it's a cow, so okay. You don't need that this animal particular should be malager mafres parsa. This is basically a cow, so you don't need that this animal should be. So it's mutta. We paskin mutta. And Reb Shimon, the Tanna, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, disagrees. He says, no, kolot ben paro is also b'achila. You need the particular animal, has to be malager mafres parsa. So nishginuk,
that all the way back to Yichus, the mother and the grandmother, the great grandmother, all the way back to Sheshes and Mebreishes, they're always Malagir Mafras Parsa. You need each animal should be. So then the Gemara commented on the previous Omer on Samaches Samaves. When does Reb Shimon? We don't pass like Reb Shimon, but they were talking within his opinion. So I said, even Reb Shimon says Kolud Ben Parah, because it says Gomel Gomel. You have a pasuk repeated Gomel. Gomel is treif. It says it already. Why do you need it repeated? It must be the two Gomels. One is a Gomel Ben Gemala, all the way back Sheshes Mebreish is a Gomel Gomel Gomel, and one is a Gomel Ben Parah. That's called Kolut Ben Parah. The Vlad is a Kolut Parsos of Klutos. It's not Mafis Parsa, but it comes from an animal, comes from a line, a lineage that was always Malager Mafis Parsa. So even according to Reb Shimon, that a Kolut Ben Parah is also Bachila, but if it's a Ben Pekua, that's a Shecht the cow. And inside the cow there's a fetus, a mutation, and it's in the shape of a Gomel. So it's not Mafis Parsa. Parsos of Klutos. So they said, even though Reb Shimon usually holds, call it Ben Parah is also Bachila, but if it's a Ben Pekua, call it Ben Parah, then it is Mutta Bachila. So the Gemara asks why, but you just explained Rabbi Yechanan's din. Hashechet Behema Motzabot Musya, you know, Yeshech, he said the institution of Ben Pekua is based on the word Kol. That's how the Gemara is working out. Can't be based on the word Behema, Bibbehema, because an Uber in biblical Hebrew is never referred to as Behema. It has to be born in order that it should be called a Behema. Alright? So it can't be learned out from Behema. Behema is learned out from the word called Behema. The rabbi says Havlad. So the Gemara says, if called Behema, the rabbi says Havlad, even if it's in the shape of a bird, it should also be Muta. Gemara says, no, read the rest of the pasuk. Called Behema, Mafis Parsa, Malagera, Osa Tachelu. It has to be Malagera, Mafis Parsa. So a bird is neither. Bird is not Malagera. So the Gemara says, no, a Gomel inside a parah is also not Marfis Parsa. It's a Kolut. So Gemara says, if so, Ela Meyato on the top line. If that's the correct answer, that the only time Ben Pekua's Mutta Bachila is if it has Malager Marfis Parsa, and a bird is not included in Heta, because it's neither Malager nor Marfis Parsa, so you should say Kolut B'mei Parah Litzer. There should be also Bachila. We assume before, Dava Pashut, even according to the Tana Reb Shimon, who says usually call it Ben Parah is also, that's only if it was born already. But if it wasn't born in Yeshech the mother and they call it Ben Parah is a Ben Pekua, it will be Mutter. So how come? But the pasuk reads, V'chol is mar b'da uber, v'chol behema mafris parsa, malas gera ba behema ostadachel, has to be mafris parsa, which it isn't. And for the Gemara, that's an exception to the rule. Because we have a braisa, Reb Shimon bar Yochai was the Tana who came up with this idea that call it Ben Parah is also Bachila. That's the Mishnah in the first parak in Bechoris. The Mishnah quotes the Machlekes Reb Shimon and Achachamim, and we don't pass like Reb Shimon, we pass like the Achachamim. So the Gemara says he had a Talmud, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel wrote a Braise following the sheet of his Rebbe, Reb Shimon bar Yochai. And for the Gemara, Hatana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel ki Reb Shimon bar Yochai, the Talmud Rabbi Shmuel wrote in a Braise, maybe the Braises weren't written at that time, he recited a Braise, he told over the Braise to the students, based on the Pasuk in Chumash, that it says, V'chol, how does it say, V'chol behema, Mafreses parsa, V'shosa shesa, Malas ger ba behema, Osa techil. So it says, Mafreses parsos would mean that it has split hooves. Parso sounds like it has one hoof. It's not split. So the Braise, Tanud Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Ki Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shmuel has a Braise following the sheet of his Rebbe. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So he has a Braise that says, Parsa Babahem Tachelu. Even if the Uber inside only has a Parsa, so the Parsa means it's a Kolut. Parsos of Klutos, it's not split, it's not Parsos, it's only Parso. So the Pasuk says, whether it's Parsos or whether it's Parso, whether the Uber inside has split hoofs or doesn't have split hoofs, in either event, it's Mutter based on Ben Pekua. So the Gemara says, okay, that's an exception to the rule. If it's a Demus Yaina, it's a shape of a bird inside, so that's neither Malager nor Mafris Parsa. If it's the shape of an animal, even if Parsos of Klutos, so that's okay, that is included in the Heta Ben Pekua, because the Pasuk says Parso. Parso Babahema Tachila, that's okay. So the Gemara now backed out from the original Drasha. The original Drasha was Behema Babahema, that's the famous Drasha. That's Rashi and Chumash quotes. That Rashi and the Mishnah quotes. When the Mishnah starts off with the whole institution of Behemoth, of course, Rashi right away, why it's Behemoth Befame. And then the Gemara had the Kasha, what are you going to do with Tamura? How come there's no, you can't make Tamura on an Uber? Because it says, Uber is not called a Behemoth. So the Gemara backed out from the original Rosh. Now the Gemara says, no, we'll go back to the original drasha. Rav Simi bar Rashi Yama, the fourth line from the top, on Samach Tes on the days. No, Rav Simi Rashi, go back to the first drasha. The Adam Kinnikamit Meikor, the original drasha is correct. That what? That the drasha is, the whole institution of Ben Kuku is derived from the phrase in the Pasuk. You leave out the comma. The Pshutu Shal Mikra, you have a comma there. V'chol Behema Marfes is Parsa, comma. Babahema in the realm of animals also tachel. So you leave out the comma and you read a chol behema babahema. A behema inside another behema. That's an additional level of interpretation. Or you would have kakashalach, but you had a kasha emirim. The Mishnah says in Tamura, you can't make Tamura on an Uber, or you can't make Tamura on an animal from a korban. That's an Uber. Why not? Because it says mehema yamid behema bebehema, and behema has the mashmois that it's not an Uber, so the Gemara says wrong. That's only one Tana's opinion, and it's based on a different pasuk. It's not based on Behema Yamid Behema Behema. The word Behema in biblical Hebrew does not refer to Uber. Not true. Behema could refer in biblical Hebrew. The word Behema could refer to an Uber. That Mishnah in Tamura that says there's no Tamura on an Uber. Amani Reb Shimon he that goes like the Tana Reb Shimon. The Makish Tamura Lemaisa. He has a hekesh. That what? Just like Maisa Behema. There's a carbon on Maisa Behema. If a farmer raises animals, and he had a minimum of 10 or more animals were born in his herd in the course of a year, Bas Haista year, so the Rosh Hashanah, there's a cutoff point. So Rosh Hashanah, the Maisa Behema is either Echad Be'elo, Echad Be'tishrei, Machlokes Satanaim in the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. So if you had 10 or more animals were born, and you're heard in the course of the year from Echad Be'elo to Echad Be'elo, so then you have to put all the animals together in a corral, have them go out one by one, and then the 10th one, you declare, Pasuk in the end of Bechu Kaisa, the very end of Chumash Vayikra. So that's an institution of Maisa Behem. After the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Tanoim recommend you should not be Mafrish Maisa Behem. What are you going to do with it? You can't, there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't be makrovit. What are you going to do? You're going to wait till it gets a mum. It may take forever till it gets a mum. So it's not a smart idea. So you don't do the whole mitzvah at all. Don't be mafish any Maisa Behem at all. You're just looking for trouble. Okay. So that's an institution of Maisa Behem. So the Pasuk, very surprising, the Pasuk has the Din of Tamura written twice in the Chumash. It's written towards the end of Chumash Vayikra. It says, if you have a korban lo yachlifenu v'lo yamos tobera rabatov, then it says, and if you are mafrish ma'isa behema is a korban like all the korbanos. There's chatos and oshem and oilo and shlamim and pesach and chor and ma'iser and toida. So many, what did I say? 7, 8 different korban, different kinds of korbanos. So the pasuk says you should never make tamura. If you have a korban, you should never make tamura. Then it singles out ma'isa behema. Then it says again, so you shouldn't make tamura on the ma'isa behem. So the Tana says, that's how Rashi quotes this Reb Shimon. So Rashi quotes, we have right before Baruch Shem, it says there are yud gimel midrash alternate reshes ben. So one of the midrash, some of those midrash never appear in the Gemara. Some of those midrash only examples of the midrash only appear in the Sifro. You never have a Gemara quoting some of those meters. So one of them that does appear in the Gemara, more famous meter, is Dov Shai Bechlal V'yotzman HaKlal Lo L'lamad Al'atzma Yotza El L'lamad HaKol HaKlal Kul Yotza. For example, what does it say? So the Gemara Pesachim has an example. It says you should eat matzah for the duration of 7 days of Pesach. And Eretz Yisrael Pesach is only 7 days. We live in Chutzlas, we have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goli, so it's 8 days. But in Eretz Yisrael Chumash, it's only 7 days. So it says, Shivas Yami Matzah is Tachel. Then it says you should eat matzah 6 days. What do you mean 6 days? But it says in the other pasuk 7 days. So the extra day is the Dov Shoei Bechlal. The Yotzman HaKlal, lo la lamer al atzma yotza, el lamer al kol ha-kol ha-kol yotza, that the idea of eating matzah for 7 days is optional, because the other person says you should eat matzah for 6 days. So in other words, the seventh day, you're not mechuyev to eat matzah. So if it sheds light on the seventh day, and the first pasuk, they're all included together, all the 7 days, so the second pasuk that says you should eat matzah 6 days sheds light on all the 7 days, that it's a reshus, it's optional, all the 7 days. You never, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. If you're hungry, you're not allowed to eat chametz. That's what it means, not allowed to eat chametz, you don't have to eat matzah. You never have to eat matzah. But the first night of Pesach, they say you have to, that's a third pasuk, be'erev tochle matzahs. Akosav kovachav, the first night. But you shouldn't think that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. We only say the bracha on the first night. We don't say bracha al achilas matzah the rest of Pesach. Why? Because there is no mitzvah. The mitzvah of achilas matzah is only laila harishon, based on that pasuk, be'erev tochle matzahs. And how did they establish that? That was a dov shoei bechlal. The seventh day was originally included in the pasuk that says shivas yamim tochle matzahs. And then it says in the second pasuk, sheishas yamim tochle matzahs. So you left out yotzam dov shoei bechlal, the seventh day, yotzam raklal. Not only to teach about the seventh day that it's a rishus, it teaches that even all the 7 days, the 6 days that are repeated, also rishus. So why is it written like that? 6 days. I think Gemara has another drush on that, but that's an application of this klal. Dov shoy bechlal yotzam raklal lo lamer al atzma yotza lamer akol kol kol yotza. So here you have a problem. There's one pasuk that says don't make tamura on any korban. Then you have a parsha of korban. Maisa Behema. Then it repeats again. Don't make Temura and a Maisa Behema. What do you need? Maisa Behema Hoye Bechlal. It's included in the old other Karbonis. The Yotzim and Aklal, what does Rashi say? Maisa Bechlal, there is a Rashi about 10 lines from the top of the Amud. So Rashi is a long Rashi here, Reb Shimon. So Rashi quotes this Reb Shimon. Valo Maisa Behema is Bechlal Kol HaKotshim Hoye. So the Rebbe says, don't make Temura. Valo Ma Yotza. Why is it written again? So must be the lamerak to teach you sheds light on all the other karbonas, namely lamayotza lahakish to make a hekish a comparison. Ma ma'aser karbon yochid, ma'aser is not bo. There is not even b'shutfas. Maisa is a carbon yachid. There are two types of carbon yachid and carbon seber. Carbon seber are the tamidim and mesofim that are paid for with the machzal shekel money. And Baruch Chumash writes, and that's accepted like that, if all the Jews in any given generation decide to raise money and to bring carbonis, that's a carbon hashutfin. Carbon hashutfin is not the same as a carbon seber. Carbon seber is if you paid for the carbon with machzal shekel money, because the seber consists of all the Jews from Avram Avinu or from Ayman HaSinai till Adbias HaGoel. Everybody's included in the Tzibur. The dead people, the people who aren't born yet, that's the Tzibur is Klal Yisrael. And if all the people in any given generation chip in and they buy Karbanas, that's a Karban HaShutfim. The Dinim are different. So Maisa Beim is a Karban Yochid, it's not a Karban Tzibur. So the Pasuk singles out Temure by Maisa Behema to teach you lo la lamer al atzma yotza elamer akol akal kul yotza. The other parsha that talks about tmura only applies to korban yochid. If it's a korban tzibur, it's ein oisa tmura. Korban shutfim is also ein oisa tmura. Tzibur vishutfim are not oisa tmura, because Maisa Behema doesn't apply to tzibur and doesn't apply to shutfim. Maisa Behema only applies if it's a private person owns it. Maisa, just like Maisa Behema, is the korban yochid? It's not a korban tzibur. It's not a korban hashutfim. Yotze korban tzibur. That's one drasha. The lama rakola kakulu yotze. Another drasha. Ma ma'aser kachim is beyach. Ma'aser is a korban. The other pasuk says if you have a korban. Korban means a matana. In modern Hebrew, you say I bring you a matana. I bring you shalach man. I bring you a korban, a matana. So the other pasuk says there's a din of tmura by korban. Maybe it goes on kachim berak habayis also. And the din is not true. Oisa Temura is only for his kach mizbeach. Kach berak habayis is no institution of Temura. So how do you know that the Temura is only restricted, only limited to kach mizbeach? Because the pasuk repeats the din of Temura by Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema is kach mizbeach. So you learn out the lama akol akol kula yotza. Ma Maisa Karben Yochan Vikol Karben Yochan to the exclusion of Tziba and Shutfim. And number two, Ma Maisa Kachim Mizbeach Yotzu to the exclusion of Kach Berek Abbas, that they're not Eisim Tmur. So just like you learned that two dinim, Reb Shimon learned that two dinim, that's a Braisa in Maseches Pleuris, Rashi quotes, Maseches Tmurim. A Braisa in Tmurim. The Reb Shimon, the Tana, learns this out. So Dok Mino Nami Argemara says, learn out the following also. Ma Maisa Eina Buubrim Ve'Ivarim Maisa Behema. How you mafresh Maisa Behema? The farmer has a farm where he grows herds of animals, Behema Torah, and if he had more than 10 in the course of 1 year, from Rosh Chodesh El to Rosh Chodesh El, whatever the Rosh Hashanah and the Maisa Behema is, so if he had 10 or more animals, he has to gather them together in a corral. And so the animals have to be able to walk. If the animal is a trefa and it can't walk, or the animal is an uber, whether it's an aver, so there's no institution of Maisa Behema on that. Maisa Behema has to be an animal that's able to walk. So my Maisa Einabu Ubrim Ve'Evarim, Maisa Behema cannot apply to an aver, to a limb, or to an uber. Why the bein or kolosh yavetachas al shavet? That's how the pasuk describes it. So too, the institution of tamura doesn't apply if it's an uber. If either is an uber or an aver, if the carbon is an uber and aver, or if the bemas chulin that you want to substitute is an uber and aver. So the gemara says what it says in the mishnah. In Tmura, that there's no din of Tmura by Evorim and Ubrin, is not really based on the pasuk Behema Yamid Behema Bib Behema, that the word Behema has the connotation of an animal that was born. That an Uber is not called a Behema. Not true. An Uber is called a Behema. And the Drosha for Ben Pukur is Taka Behema Bib Behema. The Behema before it's born is called the Behema. How does the Mishnah know that din? So the Gemara says, no, that Mishnah goes with Reb Shimon's Drosha. Reb Shimon is Makish Tmura Le Maisa. Just like Maisa Behema can't be talking about an Uber, because it has to be able to walk. The animals have to be, the Uber can't walk on its own. The mother is walking, the Uber is not walking. You need kolosh yavetachas ha-shavit. So too, Tmure doesn't apply to an Uber. That's how the Gemara says. On the side of the Gemara, this is unusual, on the margin, on the left-hand margin, they quote a long paragraph in the Balamor. He has a taina. Rashi, usually he adopts Rashi or Taisvus. Here the Balamor doesn't agree with Rashi. According to Rashi, the Gemara is referring to a Reb Shimon, the Braisa that Rashi quoted. Reb Shimon is saying, that the institution of Tmura appears twice in Chumash. Once it appears by general Karbonis. If you have a Karbon, you shouldn't make Tmura, but if you did, you violated the Avera. And it's repeated again by Maisa Behema, lahakish to what? Dov shoy bechlal, lalaman akol akal kula yotza, that Maisa Behema sheds light on all the other karbonis. So you don't have a hekesh between Tmura and Maisa Behema. You have a hekesh between Maisa Behema and all the other karbonis. The other karbonis have to be dumi the Maisa Behema. Just like Maisa Behema is born already, it's not an uber, and just like my Behema is a karbon yochid, and just like Maisa Behema is what was the other one? It's a kotche mizbech. It's not a kotche berak abayis. So too in the other parsha of Tmura, it only applies if the behemoth kotche is a yolud. It's born already, and it's a kotche mizbech, and it's a korban yochid. So you don't. The Gemara says the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. He holds there's a hekesh between Tmura and Maiser. Rashi quoted a brisa that Reb Shimon is comparing all the karbonis which have the ability to make tamura to the karbon of Maisa Behema. Rashi didn't quote a mocker that you compare tamura to Maisa Behema. He quoted a mocker, you compare all the other karbonis to Maisa Behema, but not tamura to Maisa Behema. So that's where the Balamor gives a different drasha, that's Reb Shimon, also Reb Shimon, a different drasha that's based on Reb Shimon. Whatever, it's not that important. So that's what the Gemara says. We back to the original drasha. The original drasha is the correct drasha. That it says called behema bivehema, and the word behema, the first behema, refers to the uber, the fetus. In biblical Hebrew, can be referred to as behema. Bivehema goes on the mother. Aye, but don't we say by tmura? You can't make tmura on an uber because it says Behema be behema, hema yamid behema be behema. The word behema excludes an Uber. Not true. Uber is excluded based on a different drasha. It's not that the mashmos of the word behema means yalud. It's not true. That's how the Gemara says.
Rabbi, why does Rabbi Yochanan draw a distinction between a yona and a gomel? Secondly, what do we do with the extra word kol?
What do you do with kol is a very good question. What do you marba? At first they thought kol is marba the Uber. Now what do you do? There must be some other drasha. I don't know. We'll probably look in the Sifrua in the Torah Scan and probably have a drasha. The Sifrua has tons of drashas that are never quoted in the Gemara. You know, in Zvachim and Menachos and all those Mesichtas of Kotshim, the Mishnais have a lot of dinim, and Tosis is always scratching the head. Where did they figure out this din? So Tosis always guesses, and I think more than half the times Tosis guesses wrong. And they're back at the Gemara, they have the Achrayim, so they always say, look in the Torah Kohanim, it's a different marker. Tosis didn't have access to the Torah Kohanim. So they were making up their own drushes, they were guessing what they think the marker was. There are tons of drushes in the Sifro, in the Torah Kohanim, that are not quoted anymore. So I would place my money, I would assume there probably is a drusha, a different drusha, on the word kol. Now that we rejected that the word kol doesn't come to be marba the uber, must be that it's marba something else. But I don't know, why does Rabbi Yochanan distinguish between a yoina and a gomel? So that the Gemara says, a yoina doesn't have parsa at all. The whole concept of parsa doesn't have a hoof at all. It doesn't look like a hoof at all. Masha'enikein, the gomel has parsa, but it's parsos of klutos. So that's what the Tana says. It says parsa echol and parsos. It says you can eat behema be behema if it has parso or parsos. Well, parso means that has one parsa, not split. But the yona has nothing. Doesn't have any parsa at all. That's what Rashi writes. The yona doesn't have anything.
I learned that limit for chazo also.
Yeah,
that's
a good question.
What?
I learned that limit for chazo also. There were doilers and then they had a chazo.
Chaz is the same thing, yeah.
So
it's
also kosher.
Yeah. Also bimutim, yeah. Same thing.
Pasar.
If it's a mutation, yeah. The mutation looks like a chaz or like a gomel.
You wouldn't say that there's a, maybe it says parsa, but mala gera. It has at least one of the
Rashi says no.
I would think that is mutta. I don't know. I think it is mutta.
What about
don't
the
know.
Sentence of the of the gamal? So you have a gamal from
Chaza,
and then it has further lagos.
What if you have gamal, it has a para? Right.
No, para, it has a gamal.
Oh.
And then the gamal continues to have gamalim. So they're also kosher because of the
according to the Chachamim, yeah. It's basically mutation, it's really a parah. They're all paras. Yeah. According to the other Tana, according to the Tana Reb Shimon, that each animal is determined on its own, whether it has malagem or parasa. So let's say this gomel that's also machila gives birth to a perfect parah. So it should be kosher, has malagem or parasa. So that you're not allowed to eat because that's yoitzimin hatomei tomei. If a gomel gives off milk, you're not allowed to drink it. So if a gomel gives off a vlad, even though the vlad is kosher la mahadrin, it's mal gemar,
it's parsa. The other way around,
the other way around, which way?
The gomel coming, or gomelin coming from
poros.
According to Rav Shimon, the gomel ben poro may not be, because it has to have its own siman. According to the Chachamim, it's mutta. Yeah, according to the Chachamim, it's mutta.
What about the shayla you were asking?
That'll be Yaitzim and Hatame Yasser. Gama, 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 then he gives birth to a Paro. So that's Yaitzim and Hasser, is Asser. But Yaitzim and Asser is Asser only in Issa Esse. It's not an Issa Lav. Let's say you do drink milk from a camel. You drink, camels have camel's milk. They make cheese out of it also. So let's say you do drink camel's milk. So that's a Machloikis, Tosus, and the Rambam. Tosus writes in the previous parak, in Eder Treifas, that just like if you eat Bisar HaGomel, you eat Bisar Hasus, you get Malkus. Bisar Chazir, you get Malkus. So too, if you drink milk from the Chazir and milk from the Gomel, also Malkus. And it's usually assumed like the Rambam. Somehow the Rambam became more famous than that Tosus, that Yetzim and Ha'aser Aser is an Iser Asay, but there's no Malkus on it. So let's say if you would have Gomel gives birth to a Parah. So for sure you're not allowed to eat the parah. You're not allowed to eat the parah. The shaila is, and this is a suffix in the Pischei Tshuva. He quotes a suffix. You're not allowed, gomel gives birth to a parah. So for sure you're not allowed to eat the parah because yetzim and tamei. Is it only in Isra Aseh, yetzim and ha'aser? Maybe I should say no, since it's gomel all the way back to Sheshis Mei Breishis, and we paskin para gomel, that it's a para, it's mutter, so maybe over here also. Gomel, the Vlad has malagir mafis parsa, but basically it's a mutation, it's really a gomel. So maybe it's a loises, maybe it is malka. So that's one nafkamina in the shayla. If you'll eat the gomel, that's a Vlad of para, If you eat the para, that's a vlad, gama, you have a para, will you get malchus? Because basically it's a gomel, and we go with the lineage, the yichus, basically it's a gomel. You say no, it has its own simonim, it really is a para, but it's only an iser esev yetzim and atom. So that's one nafkamina. Then they have another nafkamina, can you use the skin? If you make parchment out of the skin, the hide of this para, Nachama, what are we talking about? Gamal, para. So if I use the hide to write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, will it be good? So they assume you're not allowed to use or Behemoth Tmeya to write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. But if it's a Behemoth Tahora, the only thing is you're not allowed to eat it because of Yetzim and Atameh, Treif. So Yetzim and Atameh is not a Min Tameh, though. It's a Min Tahor, but it's a Yetzim and Atameh. So these are the two nafkaminas that they have. This is quoted, the Pischei Tshuva quotes it in Hilchos Sefer Torah, he quotes the Sofek, and you write the Sefer Torah on the parchment, and he quotes it in the first Chelek Yeredeya. Does it have a lav if you eat? What was it again? Gamal has a para. Did he have a lav if you eat the para? Because it's basically a gamal? Or do you say no? It has its own malager, mafis, parsa, should be muta, chesan, he said, yetzim and atami. So there wouldn't be any malkas, yeah. Fine. So the Gemara says that Mishnah in Tmura that says that you cannot make Tmura from an Uber onto an Uber is not based on the Pasuk. Behema Yama Behema Bid Behema. The word Behema has the connotation of Yolud. It can't refer to an Uber. That's not true. It's based on a different Rosha. The word Behema can refer to an Uber, and it's based on the Tana Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, Umino Temra, and how can I prove to you? How do I know that that's true? That the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah in Tmura that says this din is Aliba de Reb Shimon, usually Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir, Rashi says. Usually, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin that paved off. Stam Mishnah is usually Reb Meir. And here it's a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah means anonymous, no name mentioned. Here it's a Stam Mishnah that's not Reb Meir. We're saying it's Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, Minot Temer, how can I prove? How do I know that that's true? That the Stam Mishnah that you cannot make Tmura from or onto an Uber is only Ali Reb Shimon, this Nan, because the Mishnah quotes there a machlokes. The Mishnah said, let's say I say, I have a behemes chulin, I have a carbon, and I say, whoa, that carbon is too expensive. I donated, I can't afford that, that's too much. I'm going to substitute the leg of an animal, of a behemes chulin, and say the leg should be tmuras, the whole behemah. The whole behemah is worth $5,000. The leg is worth $300. So I want to make tamura on the leg. So the Mishnah says that you can't make tamura onto an Uber, onto an Aver, or from an Uber, from an Aver. And the Tana Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Amar Rabbi Yossi, he disagrees and he says that usually there is a din that we call Pashta Kedusha Bekula. If someone says Raglo Shel Zu Oila, the leg of a behemah schulin should become a korban oila, so Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion the leg becomes the carbon oil, and since one limb of the animal is the carbon oil, push the kedusha bekula, so the whole animal becomes a carbon oil. The whole animal becomes a carbon oil. We don't paskin like that. We paskin. You only say push the kedusha bekula if he was magdish the rosh or the lave or the what's the other one that quoted? I forgot. Kove. The Mishnah only has three. Eva shanashama tliyabo. Today they say vital organ. A vital organ that if you're missing, that organ can live. So that people live, never, they have no legs, they have no arms, they have no ears, they have no eyes. There are a lot of people live without a lot of organs, but there are certain vital organs. So the Rambam has, whenever the Mishnah talks about the concept of Eva Shana Shama Tluyibo, the Rambam doesn't have the Gersa that we have. The Rambam only quotes these three: the Lev, the Rosh, and the Kaved, the liver. That's all. So we don't know whether the Rambam meant the Dafke only these three. Only these three are considered Eva Shanasham Kach Nemer Halacha. Well, it's Lav Dafke. There are other vital organs. What, in the days of the Tanoim, they didn't think that the lungs? They think a person can live without, they can't live without lungs, no? A lung is also a vital organ. I can't live without a lung. So it's questionable why the Rambam, they pointed out, the Mepharshim and Rambam pointed out, why the Rambam only has, and he quotes Gemaras, but the Gemara has other limbs. The Rambam only quotes these three. Only the Kaveh, the Lev, and the Rosh. The Rosh is the brain. So we pass, and the only time we say Pash the Kedusha Bekula is if you're Magdish and Evesh HaNasham with Liyavo, so then you Magdish everything. That's a person says, I become a Nozir. I want to become a Nozir. So Vetera Nozir, he says, what if my arm should become a Nozir? Hare Yodi Nozir, Hare Ragli Nozir, my nose should become a Nozir. That's a Ganesh Gizok. What if he says, Hare Kvedi Nozir, I want my liver to become a Nozir, I want my heart to become a Nozir, I want my brain to become a Nozir. So if you say an Evesh HaNashamath Liyabo, the reason why you say Pashta Kedusha Bekula, whenever you talk about a vital organ, you're talking about the whole organism. So the same is true, not only regarding Karben Oil or Karben Shlamim, it's true Harei Nozir also. He says Harei Roshi Nozir, Harei Kvedi Nozir. So we don't Paschal like Rabbi Yossi. But this is Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Amar Rabbi Yossi, how can you tell me that if you want to substitute a leg of a Behemoth Chulin instead of a Karben, the Temura is not Chal, because it's only an Aver. It's not true. Halor b'mikdashim. Let's say you're Magdash Mechadosh, you're not making Temura. Ha'omer Raglo Shel Zuoilo Kula Oilo. That's his Shita. Rabbi Yossi, we don't pass on like that. He holds that you say Pash the Kedusha B'Kula. Since you're Magdash the leg, the whole animal becomes Kodesh. Af so too. Kishiyomer Regal Shel Zu Tachazu. He says he has a carbon, and he says I can't afford such an expensive carbon. I can't donate so much. He wants to donate the leg of a behemah's chulin to substitute for the ganze behemah. So we said the Mishnah says before the tmura is not chal, can't make tmura on a leg. Rabbi Yisrael disagrees because when you say on a leg, it's pashta kedusha bekula, and the tmura is chal on the whole animal. Af kishem a regel shazu tachazu, the leg should, of the behemah's chulin, she substitute for the carbon, the din is going to be the same thing, kula tmura, tachter. So Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing with the Tanakama, and he gives a debate, he gives an argument. Who is the Tanakama? Tanakama sounds like it's a person, a Tana, who agrees with Rabbi Yossi that there's a din of Pashta Kedusha Bekula, and who splits, who distinguishes, says, no, Pashta Kedusha Bekula is only if you say the regel should be a carbon oil. So then you say Pashta Kedusha Bekula, but you say the regel should substitute instead of the Bama's carbon, the Tmur is not Chas. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it should be the same, just like Pashta Kedusha Bekula by Tchilas Hegdish, so it should be Pashta Kedusha Bekula when you're saying the leg should be. So the other Tanaim, Rav Meir, Rav Yudah, don't believe in Pashta Kedusha Bekula, unless it's an Eva Shanashamath Liyabo, but the regel is not a vital organ. That's not Eva Shanashamath Liyabo. So the only Tana, who agrees, whom we know, there are hundreds of Tanoim, we don't know what everybody says, but the only Tanoim whom we know his name, who agrees with Rabbi Yossi, who holds Pash the Kedusha Bekula, is Reb Shimon. So it sounds like the Tanakama in the Mishnah in Temura is Reb Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing with him, and he's saying, here, the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes Reb Shimon, the Rabbi Yossi, and then he said, L'man kama hadale, to whom is Rabbi Yossi directing his argument to? If the Tanakama who said that you cannot make Temura on a leg is either the Tanakama or Rabbi Yudah, the Islahu Haiswara, they don't believe in Pashta Kedusha Bekula on a leg, only if it's one of the vital organs. So the only Tana left who takes a position on the topic of Pashta Kedusha Bekula is Reb Shimon. Shimon holds you do say Pashta Kedusha Bekula, but by Temura apparently he holds that you don't. So that must be, that's the Tanakama of Rabbi Yossi, and the Mishnah there is Reb Shimon. So he just proved, the Gemara now proves him. You know, how do I know the Tanakama is Reb Shimon? Because Rabbi Yossi is arguing back. So the Gemara says, who is the Tanakama? They don't believe in Pashta Kedusha Bekula by Hagdosha. But Tanya, we have a famous Brisa. What's the din? Yochol one is a Havamina, a mistaken Hama. Yochol one may mistakenly think, If a person donates a leg of an animal, should be korban oila. One might mistakenly think that the whole thing becomes an oila, like Reb Shimon or Reb Yosi. Like Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi think, this is Reb Meir, Reb Yudah speak. Talmud loyma kol ashiitem men al Hashem yekol. Kol means kol dehu. The word kol sometimes means all, and sometimes it means partial, like ish kiyaka kol nefesh adam. When you murder someone, you chayv misa. So the Gemara says, what if one person shot him to death, and he's going to die? He's going to soon die because I shot him to death. Another guy comes and he shoots him, so he dies earlier. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanan whether the second one is chayv misa. So the Gemara has the machlokes. How do you translate the word ish kiyaka kol nefesh adam? Kol means kol dehu, or kol means the whole nefesh. The one who shot him the second, he didn't kill the whole nefesh. He killed the kol dehu nefesh. He has another couple of hours to go. Now he shot him. He's going to die within a matter of minutes. Not going to die within a matter of hours anymore. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. The pasuk says, "Behaftas Hashem alkecha b'chol levavcha." B'chol levavcha. So Rav Chaim Balozhin, effect akasha nefesh achaim. If the word kol has the connotation of kol dehu, so when it says you should love God b'chol levavcha, it does mean with all of your heart. It means b'chol levavcha, kol dehu, a little bit. So does it the ganze mitzvah? Yeah, b'chol levavcha means b'chol dehu. So he says, yeah, it means the last kol dehu, not the first kol dehu. Ish ki'ak kol nefesh adam means not the first one is chayim misa. The second one, mishakir misasai, the one who killed the last kol dehu. So we have to say shalom lekach b'chol levavcha means the last kol dehu of your heart. You have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Tanaim are working on the word kol. So the pasuk says someone is magdish something. Kol hashit men al Hashem yeh kodesh. So kol means kol dehu, because it says mimenu. Mimenu kodesh velo kol kodesh. Only the leg becomes kodesh. These two tanaim, this is Rav Meir Reb Yudah. That's what it's going to say. The Rav Meir Reb Yudah, they hold you don't say pashta kedusha bekula, because the leg is not a vital organ. It's not for nashamasham. It's not for nahanashamat evash anashamat kliyuro. Then the Brisa continues, Yochel Teitzir Lechulin. So what is the din? The fellow says, I want the leg to become a Korban Shlamet. I want the leg to become a Korban Oila. So the whole animal does not become a Korban Oila. So what the leg becomes a Korban Oila, to what extent? Is it only Kedushas Domim Lamizbech, or is it Kedushas Aguf Lamizbech? If it's Kedushas, let's say a person puts aside $1,000, and he says, I'm designating this should go for a Korban Oila. So that's called Kedushas Damim La Mizbeach. The money is not going to be carved on the Mizbeach. Well, let's say I set aside an elephant. An elephant is a behemoth mayor. So you can't say the elephant should become a Korban Oila. I set aside an elephant, I'm going to auction it off to the highest bidder, and the money is going to go to purchase a Korban Oila. Maybe it's an Avera, maybe it's an Avera to do it, but if you did it, it's Chal Kedushas Damim La Mizbeach. Like if you set aside money, it's Kedushas Damim La Mizbeach. So normally, if you set aside an animal that doesn't have a mum, it's Kedushas Aguf L'Mizbeach, and it has no pidyon till it gets a mum. Then it has pidyon. But without a mum, it doesn't have any pidyon. Yeah. Let's say you set aside a bottle of wine. The fellow sets aside a bottle of wine. He's going to use this as a korban for Nisach HaYayin. You can donate the two types of Nisach HaYayin. Sometimes we say, Umin Chosam and Iskem Ke Meduber, you bring menachos and nesachim in conjunction with the korban. Sometimes a korban nisach hayayin, a korban abo b'fnei yatzma, menaschen yayin al gav hemzbech as a separate korban, or a korban mincha. Sometimes a mincha menachos and iskayim, a mincha comes in conjunction with a different korban, and sometimes you have the mincha abo b'fnei yatzma. The whole mincha, the whole korban consists of a mincha. Those are the ganze korban. So let's say a person sets aside a sack of flour. He's going to bring Korban Mincha, he sets out. Bottle of wine is going to bring Yain the Nesochim. So the Mishnah Yisav, that's the name of a Perek. HaMenochas, the end of Menochas, there's a Perek that begins. HaMenochas v'HaNesochim, if you set aside flour, you set aside Yain, it only gets Kedushas HaDomim LaMizbeach until you put it into a Klisharis. Kedushas Peh, if you set aside an oaf as an oil soif or a chatel soif, if you muchiv a chatel soif, you set aside a Behema as a shlamim, an oila, a chatos, a korban pesach, whatever, so then it gets the kedushas peh, when you say hareza shlamim, hareza chatos, it becomes a kedusha guf lamizbech. If you set aside menachos and nesachim, it only gets kedushas damim lamizbech, therefore it lends itself to pidyon, until you put it in a kli sharis. Mishikit should be kli, then it gets kedusha guf lamizbeach. Once it gets kedusha guf lamizbeach, then it no longer lends itself to people. So that's the discussion here. The first two tanaim, there are four tanaim here: Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda both hold there is no din and pashta kedusha bekula unless the aver is a vital organ. Aver shanushamet leiva. So if you magdish a limb, you magdish a raglo shalsu oila, it says kol duhu. A mimenu means part of it. Mimenu velokul, only the leg is kodesh. Yochel teitzia lechulin, so what level of kedusha does the leg have? Does it have kedusha saguf lamizbeach that doesn't lend itself to pidyon unless the animal gets a mum? Or does it only have kedusha as damin lamizbeach, like menachos and sachim? Because it's not roi lahakrova the way it is now, it's only a leg. That's why menachos and sachim need a kiddush kli, because the way it is now, you can't be makriv on the mizbeach before you put it in the kli sharis. So it says yochel teitzei lechul, and Rashi says ayidei pidyon. We know it's kodesh, but to what extent is it kodesh? Is it kedusha aguf lamizbeach, which doesn't lend itself to pidyon unless it gets a mum, or is it kedusha zdamin lamizbeach, so it lends itself to pidyon? Yochel teitzei lechul. Maybe if you magdish a leg, it's only kedusha zdam lamizbeach tamin lamayiya behaviyasa tehei. No, has the kedusha aguf lamizbeach. So ho keitzad. So what do you do with it? You have a leg of an animal that has kedusha aguf lamizbeach, has kedusha aguf either for shlamim, which is kach mekalima, for oila, which is kach kach. So what are you going to do? You can't be makrif it the way it is. You shech the animal, the rest of the animal is chulin. Only the leg is kodesh. The leg has kedusha saguf lamizbeach, doesn't lend itself to pigyon unless it gets a mum. So what are you going to do with it? How can you be makrif it? Ha ketzat. What are you going to do with a leg? So the answer is, you ask around who's interested. Only the leg has kedusha saguf lamizbeach, therefore it doesn't lend itself to pidyon. The rest of the animal is chulin. So the one who is magdish the leg should ask around who's interested. I can't afford it. Who's interested in buying an animal that it should be brought as a korban shlamim, but b'shutfus with me? The leg is going to be for me, and the rest of the animal is going to be for them. If a guy took a neder harei alai to bring a korban shlamim or a korban oila, then he finds someone selling an animal that the leg is kodesh. The other guy won't be yotze if he buys this one, because he took a neder to bring a korban shlamim, a whole animal of korban shlamim. And here, only the rest of the animal, minus the leg, is oila for him. It's a korban hashut from over here. The leg, I'm the bala korban, and the rest of the animal, he's going to be the bala korban. So the Gemara says it's a queer situation over here. You have to find a unique individual who is willing to pay money to be a shutif in a korban. He'll be 90% shutif. And the guy who has marked his leg will be 10% short of the leg will be oila for him. And the rest of the animal, the 90%, will be oila for the one who buys it. Okay, said, what do you do with the leg? It has kedusha has come. Timochel et sarche oilas, if it was an oila. He said, ragla shalzu oila. So you sell it to someone who is prepared to be a 90% short of an carbon oila. But the mechulin, let's say he pays $1,000 for the animal. So $100 out of the $1,000, 10% is for the leg. So he had no right to charge for the leg. The leg, the one who's selling the animal, already was magdish the leg. So the $900 out of $1,000, that's chulin. With the mer chulin, $900 out of $1,000, he puts in his pocket. Chutz bin bei eber shebo. The $100 for the leg is not allowed to charge for. He can't sell the leg.
What happens if he says the front leg should be a shlamim and the left leg should be an ola?
Then you gotta wait till it gets a mum. You have to wait till it gets a mum.
Why can't you do that?
And the percentage, you for $100, you'll buy a shlamim, and for the other $100, you buy an oila. You have to get a cheap animal.
Why can't you do that originally? Meaning if you're a makdish just the leg, you can't wait for it to get a mum?
You can wait till it gets a mum, yeah. Wait till it gets a mum, and then you have to be paid to it. And then that money goes towards buying. Yeah, but how's he going to find that animal for $100? That animal usually costs $1,000.
A very small animal.
Okay. You can do that too. You have to wait till it gets someone. Okay, so what do you do? Rabbi Yehuda, both agree. They both hold the sheet that that's how we paskin. That you don't say Pashta Kedusha Bekula unless it's an Evesh HaNeshama Tliyabo. So when Rabbi Yosi argued with the Tanakama, the Tanakama said, if I want to make tamura a limb for a carbon. Carbon is so expensive, I realize I donated too much. I want to save money over here. So I say, harezu tachazu. The leg of the Bama's Chulin should substitute for the whole behema. So the Tanakhama said that it's not chal. Now Rabbi said, why is it not chal? If you would have been magdush a leg, you would have said pashta kedusha b'kula. So here your magdush a leg to be a tmur should also be pashta kedusha b'kula. What's the difference? To whom is he talking? Who is the Tanakhama? No name appears. Who is the Tanakhama who said that it's just not chal? You're not allowed to make tmura, that's an adair. But if you make tmura, it's chal. But if you make tmura on a leg, it's not chal. Who is the Tanakhama who says it's not chal? If the Tanakhama is Ramei or Abiyuda, they hold, you don't say Pashta Kedusha Bekula by original Hagdosha either. So what's Rabbi Yossi's debate? So it must be the Tanakhama is Reb Shimon. Because the Brisa contends Rabbi Yossi, Reb Shimon, Amrim, they both disagree with Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Menai Lama Raglo Shal Zawel, the Teikula Oila, they hold you say Pashta Kedusha Bekula, even a neighbor, She'ein Anasham Utliba. Tamalama Yeh Le Rabbi says Kula. So that's the Machlaikis HaTanim. So now the Gemara goes back again with the argument, Leman, to whom is Rabbi Yossi addressing his argument? Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanakhama, said if you magdish, if you want to make tamura on a limb instead of to substitute the limb, should substitute for a korban, Tanakhama says it's not a valid tamura. It's an aver anyway, it's not a valid tamura. Rabbi Yossi says that it is valid. Who is he debating? Either a Meir Abiyuda, the Islu Haishra, they don't believe in Pashta Kedusha Bekula. So what is he arguing? He's arguing, you Tanakhama, you admit to me that there is an institution in Pashta Kedusha Bekula. So by tomorrow should also apply Pashta Kedusha Bekula. So it must be Elalav Reb Shimon. It must be that the Tanakhama in the Mishnah there is Reb Shimon. So that's what we said all along. Tanakhama is Reb Shimon. Tanakhama is not based on the Pasuk, Behema Yama, Behema, Bid Behema, that the word Behema cannot refer to an Uber. No, Behema can refer to an Uber. It's Reb Shimon said a different thing. Shimon said there's a Pasuk over there that's Makish Tamura to Meiser. That's why I can't be talking about an Uber. So the Gemara just proved that it must be that it's Reb Shimon. The Gemara says, lo, your proof is not ironclad proof, not necessarily correct. When Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanakhama, he didn't mean to say, you yourself, Mr. Rabbi Tanakhama, you admit to me that there's a Dina Pashto Yitusha Bekula, so you should agree also that it applies to Tmura. Mm-hmm. No, Rabbi Yossi, time with the Nafshikam. Rabbi Yossi is arguing on his own. He said, I hold there's a Dina. He's not talking to the Tanakhama. I hold there's a din of Pashta Kedusha Bekula, so therefore I think that klal should apply, even my tamura. But he's not arguing with the Tanakhama is not Reb Shimon. Maybe the Tanakhama is Rabbi Reb Yudin. He didn't argue with them, since you admit to me, therefore you should admit over here. He's just presenting his sheet, time of the Nafshekam. He's presenting his own sheet. So that's the maskana is that the original Pasuk is the marker. Behema be behema. That's the marker for the whole institution of Ben Pekur. It's an unusual din. The Gemara has later like that. Gemara has later on like that. If you have a Ben Pekua gets loose, you have to bury, you want to have a Ben Pekua farm, so you have to, male and the female both have to be B'nai Pekua, and then all of Lada is Hatzoif Kaladoris, Minator, they don't need Shechita. Midirabbanon, you need shechita, and maybe sometimes it'll be so unusual because midirabbanon, you need shechita at ben pekua because of marisayin. If hifis the gabi karka, let's say I shech the mother and there's a dead uber inside, so then that's muta b'achili. You can eat the dead uber inside. That's a din of ben pekua. If it's a live uber inside and then you shech the mother, so kill the uber quickly before you shoot it to something or cut off the legs before it has a chance to come out of the mother's body. If it comes out and it's walking around, hifis agabi karka, the uber is born and it's jumping around on the farm like a regular animal, then there's a marisayin, then you need shechita midirabbanan on the uber. So sometimes there won't even be a marisayin if it's going to be so unusual, it'll be a ben pekua, a second generation ben pekua. So the Gemara says maybe it's going to be kola isle. People will know such a milsid etmiya, such an unusual thing. The guy has a ben pekua farm, so you reach a point that will become very mefursim, and there won't even be a marisayin, so you won't even need any shechita at all.
So the one in the Shkalia, what's the halacha? I mean, is he doing everything right?
That's a political question. We'll have to learn the Gemara, so we'll see what to do. What is correct? What is correct? What do you mean the other din about Ben Pekua?
Uber grows up, it's all
fleshig. Yeah, it's fleshig. The milk from the ben pekua, so the milk is considered cholav shchuta. Let's say I shech the cow, and after I shech the cow, then I squeeze out the milk from the udder. So milk is only milchik if I milk the cow while it's alive. If I already shech the cow, then I squeeze out the milk from the udder. So that's only milchik midirabban. So there was a Mishnah later in Kolabasa where we learned years ago it was common. People that couldn't afford to pay for flesh, so they used to buy the udder of the cow. It didn't taste normal. And then there's a shayla basa b'chol of the rabbanon. There's no basa b'chol of the rice because the chol of shchuta. The mother's dead already. The milk is coming out after the mother's geshachm, but it's a basa b'chol of the rabbanon. It's milchig med the rabbanon. So that says in Yeruday, if you have a ben pekua, even though it's a regular cow and it gives off milk, it's living for a couple of years, it gives off milk, that's all called chol of shchuta because the shchita was already chal on the ben pekua. But then let's say the next generation, the ben pekua mates with another animal which is not a ben pekua. So then the vlad is half here and half there. One parent didn't lend itself to shchita. The parent that's a ben pekua doesn't eat shchita, doesn't lend itself to shchita. The other ben pekua abal behema ma'alisa. One is a normal behema that needs shchita, and one is a ben pekua that shchita is not chal. So then the vlad is a hybrid. It's half here, half there. So the Gemara says shchita is not chal on the vlad. So you have to be careful if you want to grow a ben pekua herd. You have to be careful and make sure the ben pekua doesn't run away. If one of them is going to run away, it's going to mate with another animal. So all those behemoths, also have lot ain't takana. So those you can't shecht at all. So that's one of the concerns. That's by all the rabbanim in the world were opposed to growing a ben pekua farm. Because how are you going to put such big fences? You're going to prevent the ben pekua from running away. Other issues also. We'll get to all the issues when we learn some more. Okay. So the Mishnah now discusses B'chor behema tahira. What's the din of b'chor? That one of the kabbonis. They're kachim kachim and there's kachim kalim. Now b'chor ha'maisa ba'pesach is the last mishnah in Ezel Mekoyman. All three are kachim kalim. So the b'chor is if a cow didn't have a miscarriage. If a cow didn't have a miscarriage and the first vlad that's born is male, so then it has a kedusha. It's b'chor behema tahira. Even if it's in America. Even if it's b'zman hazeh, b'zman shein beis hamikdash. If a Jew owns a farm in America, so it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he better make a shutfus with a goy quickly, because in the springtime, this is soon going to be the season. They usually give birth in the springtime, so you have to make a shutfus with a goy. Otherwise, if a male is born first, then it has the kedusha as b'chor b'matar, and you can you have to wait till it gets a mum. You're not allowed to make a mum. You have to wait till it gets a mum. It may take forever. It may take forever. You're not allowed to ask a goy to make a mum. The Mishnah M'chayra says, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, so someone didn't make a shutfus with a goy, and he had a cow, a B'chor Bayim Torah was born a male, and he couldn't do anything with it. So there was a goyish policeman who used to walk in front of that farm, and he sees they have a cow, they never do anything with it. So he says, what is that, a holy cow? How come they don't make it work like the other cows up there? Yeah, it's a holy cow. It was born first, and it's a male, and it's b'chor b'im tor. He can't do anything with it. He says, so what are you waiting for? So he says, the Jewish farmer says, has to wait till it gets a mum. So the goyish policeman says, no problem. He takes out his knife, and he cuts off the ear of the b'chor. So the Mishnah has a whole discussion. If you encourage the goy to make the mum, then you're not allowed to shecht it based on that mum. That's a knas midirabbanim. In our Torah, there is no such thing. It doesn't matter whether the mum happened by itself or you made the mum. But midirabbanim, there's a knas. If you were responsible for making the mum, either you made the mum yourself, or you encouraged the goy to make the mum for you, so then you're not allowed to shecht based on that mum. You have to wait till it develops another mum on its own. Yeah, so that was the shayla over there. The farmer, the policeman asked the farmer, how long are you going to wait? So he says, he's going to wait till it develops a mum. So he says, no problem. And he made a mum. So the Mishnah discusses, is that considered that the farmer encouraged him to do or no? The farmer didn't mean that. That's a discussion in the Mishnah first. So here the Mishnah is talking, Hamavakeres. A cow is about to give birth for the first time. So by us, whenever you have a behema Hamavakeres about to give birth the first time, there are Jewish farmers in America. So you have to make a shutfus with a goy to make sure that it won't have a kedushas b'chor behema Torah. So Hamavakeres, the cow gives birth for the first time, Hamakasha leleid, and it's having the mother cow is having difficulty in labor, and you want to save the life of the mother cow. So the Mishnah says mechatech. So the question is, when is the kedushas b'chor behemet Torah chal? When is the kedusha chal? We say it's kodesh mei rechem. How do you translate kodesh mei rechem? Is kodesh in the rechem? The b'chor behemet Torah, the male is kodesh in the rechem. No, kodesh mei rechem means after it comes out, it's kodesh. Kol zman didn't come out yet, it's not yet kodesh. So there's no iser of making a mum. You're not allowed to make a mum in a korban, but it's not yet a korban. When the yotzer ruba, then it'll become a korban. So the din is mechatech ever ever umashlech leklob. You can feed it to the dogs. It does not have kedushas korban. What if yotzer ruba? What if the uber rov of the uber is yalud? So that's a din. Yotzer either rosho or ruba is considered ki yalud. So then when it's yalud, then it has kedushas b'char behemet Torah. Then you're not allowed to feed it to the dogs. Then it's a korban. Hareze yikover. It's a korban. And it's apparently it's not going to survive because she's mekasha leila, so the uber is not going to live. So you have to be mechatech, even if you're mechatech ever ever, but you can no longer feed it to the dogs. So the din, since it has kedushas korban, you have to bury it. But in either event, v'niftara min abchor, the next one that'll be born, whether it was yotzer roshu v'ruba, whether it was mechatech ever ever, in either case, the next one that'll be born will not have kedushas b'char behemetor. So now the Gemara has a machlekes amoraim. How do you read the Mishnah? When you say that the b'chor is kodesh mei rechem means from the beginning of the leida or from the gemara of the leida. Let's say it takes a few minutes. The uber is on its way to come out. The uber is on its way. So let's say instead of the head, normal is that the head comes out first. So let's say the legs start coming out, and then the farmer realizes maybe a zocher. And it may be a Kodesh B'Kedushas Prem, so he quickly sells the mother cow to a goy. And then later on, the whole Vlad is born. So do you say, after it's Yotza Rubo, it's Giolud, Igloi, Milson, Amafreya, that from Trilos HaLeido, like we had a Machlokes by Shchita, we discussed. Shchita, you have to Shecht, Roiv of Kohana, Roiv of the Veshet. So do you say, Yeshen, Shchita, Mentrilo, Yatzov, after you Shecht, the Roiv Kohana, Roiv of the Veshet, do you say, it was called Shchita from the very beginning? But he say no. Eli shchita el lebesav. Shchita is only the last mashahu that was mashlimit to the rov from machza machza to the rov. That's called shchita. Whatever he did before is just a hachana. So that's such a similar machlekes over here. In each case is going to be different. Let's say a person eats a kazayis of treifas. So if he eats a chatzi zayis, one opinion in Gemara it's mutam and atar. The shlokish al chatzi she was mutam and atar. It's only an issa de rabban. So when does it become an avera if he eats a kazayis? So the Avera is only when he eats the last mashu, that's mashu kazayis. No. When he finishes the last mashu, it's a gloy muslim afreh. When he started eating the first mashu, that was the beginning of the Maisa Avera. The Avera of Achilas Macholos Asuras, a gloy muslim afreh, it's from the beginning of eating the kazayis. Here there's machlokes. The b'chor behemetor is kodesh meirechem, me leido, you need a leido. So do you say leido is defined when yotzer rubo? So from that moment on, it's Kaddish. Up until the moment of Yotzer Rubo, it's still Chol. And the farmer can make a shutfus for the guy, and the whole din of B'chor Behem Tar won't apply. Or they say, no, the legs of the uber are sticking out, and the farmer quickly sells to the guy, and then it's Yotzer Rubo. So I say, it's a Gloy Moslem Afreya. The uber was Kaddish B'Kedushas B'chor from the Haskalas HaLeida. So he sold, the farmer sold the uber after it was ready. It's a Gloy Moslem Afreya. It was Niskadesh before, so that's a machlokes amoraim. Itma yotza shlish, 1/3 of the uber came out. It's not yet roiv. Umbechor lov gacham quickly, because of yotza shlish acher, another third comes out. Now 2/3 are out, and now it's roiv. Ravuna ma kadosh, Ravuna holds it's kadosh lemafreya. So it comes out the farmer sold it after he already was kadosh, but kedushas b'chor behemetor. So it doesn't cancel the kedushas b'chor. Rabba ma'in a kadosh. Afuna makadosh, why? Because of his opinion, the mafreya kadosh. If it'll be yotzer rubo, so it has kedushas korban b'chor behemetor from the tchilas haleid. Kevin enough of rube. If later on lebesof 51% is yotzer mirechem ha'aim, igloi muslim mafreya may korah habi kadosh. It was kadosh from the tchilas haleid. B'chor behemetor is kadosh meirechem means metchilas aleid. And my dezavan, I sold it to the goy. Lav tum zavan, you can't sell it to the goy after already was in kadosh. And Rabbi says no, ain't a kadosh. Why? Dezavan mekana la'abahu kadosh. When it's Yatza Rubo, that's the Leida. And when he sold it to the guy, he sold it to the guy before it became Kaddish B'Kedushas B'char Be'emet Torah. So that sale prevents Kedushas Karban from being Chal. Tosis in the beginning of B'chayra says, Bizmana Gemara, it wasn't acceptable. In the days of the Amoraim, it wasn't acceptable to make a shutfus for the guy. That wasn't right. But Bizmana Zeh, we recommend it. So Tosis says, why? So Tosis says, if you make a shutfus for the guy, when you have a b'char be'emet Torah, there are two things. First of all, has Kedushas Karban. Has kedusha, you're not allowed to shecht and chutz lebeis hamikdash. And secondly, it's matnas kahuna. If you make a shutzus for the guy, you have neither. It doesn't have kedusha's b'char be'emet Torah, and it's not a matnas kahuna. B'char be'emet Torah is one of the 24 that choftal of matnas kahuna. So if you make a shutzus for the guy, you have nothing. So bizman ha-gemara, they were able to stick their hands in and make a mum in the uber before it's yotza la'aveh ha'olam. So to make a mum, before you're not allowed to make a mum on a carbon if it already has a kedushas carbon. Kol mum la yibo. So the Gemara darshins, not only you're not allowed to be makriv an animal that has a mum, kol mum la yahayibo. You're not allowed to make a mum. If you mat a mum in a carbon, you get malkins. It's a lav. But that lav only applies if I made a mum in an animal that already had a kedushas carbon. If I can succeed in sticking my hand inside the rechem and making a mum, so it won't be. It won't have Kedusha's carbon, you'll be able to shecht it right away, but it'll still be Matnas Kuna. So Bizmara Gemara, when they were Bikiyim, they had the knowledge how to make a mum. In the Rechemimo, it wasn't proper to make a Shut Vesakim. You're going to make a Shut Vesakim, you're just going to cheat the Kohanim. You won't have to give them Matnas Kuna. But Bizmara Zed, the Bali Atesi said, we're not such Bikiyim, we don't know how to stick our hands in to make a mum. We're going to kill the old mother, going to kill the Uber, going to kill the mother. So we don't know how to do that. The only thing we know how to do is to make a shut for sakam. So Tesis is mashma. What motivates me to do this? Is a harama. This is an act of harama. The guy's making, in the normal course of events, he doesn't want to have a shut for non-Jew. He wants to run the business. He and his children and his brother-in-law, whatever. They don't have any outsiders in the business, a family business. He doesn't have a goy as a shut. So what motivates him to make a shutfus with an akam in order to pat himself on the mitzvah? That's not right. That's haram on a mitzvah. But bizman hazeh, what motivates people to make the haram is to avoid violation of an avera. Because if it's going to be born, the vlad is going to be born in a normal way, it'll be kodesh b'kedushas b'chorah, so you're not allowed to use it. L'savah b'chor sharech v'l'sogas b'chor sarech, it's also b'giza b'avodah. Inevitably, someone's going to make a mistake and use it because you're not allowed to be matal mum even bizman hazeh. You can't make a mum, so someone's going to use it. They're going to violate b'shegig. They're going to violate the isa me'ila, violate the isa meloche.
Rabbi, can I go back to the shechita from Mar Zion?
Yeah.
Isn't there a bracha about all of it?
That's a big question. Do you say a bracha? Do you say a bracha? Right. We're going to talk about that. I wrote a psak that they printed in the newspapers here. So I'll say it. Believe that the next time we'll have to talk about it. Okay, we'll stop here. The Gemara is going to continue on this theme. Anyway, we do allow, the text says, we do allow shutvis akum, because what motivates us to make the shutvis akum is not so much that we don't want to fulfill the mitzvah of B'chor Be'emet Torah. We want to pater ourselves from Matnas Kuhuna. What motivates it? We're afraid someone's going to violate an avera. So to do a haram in order to avoid violation of avera, that's recommended. To do it to make a shut for zakum, that's haram. That's a legal fiction. A normal course of events, he's not interested in having a non-Jewish partner. So the only thing that motivates him is in order not to have a problem of an avera. But if what motivates me to do the haram, the legal fiction, is in order to pater myself from a mitzvah, so that's not right. That's what Tesis distinguishes. Okay, believe that next time we'll have to continue. And today, Sedra in Parsha Shmini, we have the pasuk. Vayis Aaron is the other Balham by Yvorchem. Aaron lifted his hands and he said, "Duchening." Vayered me'asos hachatas veha olo. So several years ago, we learned Gemara Soita. So we started from Eilin Nemarim. We learned to the end, then we learned the beginning. So in the beginning of Eilin Nemarim, the Gemara has a few dafim, four blad Gemara, all about duchening, all the dinim of duchening. So the Gemara learns out from this pasuk, "V'yisaron esyana v'alo ivorchem, v'yered me'asos hachatos v'ha'ola." It's right over here, right before Shlishi, the end of Sheni, the end of the second Aliyah. So the Gemara says, "You only have duchening at the conclusion of Hakrobas Karbonis Tzibor." So So this is, and we have it all the time in Musaf, when a Yochid daven Shmona Esrei, that's a Tfilos HaYochid. When a Chazan repeats the Shmona Esrei, that's Tfilos HaTzibur. The Chazor HaShat's Tfilos HaTzibur. When a person says Ritzei, what he says is the Tfilos should be accepted as if we brought it as a Korban. Ritzui is a technical term that usually appears in Ruba de Ruba, appears in Tanakh in connection with Korbanos. If the Korban is acceptable, you say Hurtza. The Korban is not accepted, you say Lo Hurtza. It's not acceptable. So when we say Ritzei, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept the Tfilah as if we had brought a Korban. So when the Chazan offers Tfilah Satzibur, he says Ritzei, so he's asking this should be accepted as a Tfilah Satzibur, as a Korban Tzibur. So that's at the conclusion of Korban Tzibur, so you have Duchening. So that's what we have. So Rashi writes on this Pasuk, Aaron said the Duchening, and says, he said, Yivarechecha Yo'er Yisa. He said the three Psukim. So the Mefarshim ask on Rashi that the Mishnah says there in Soita and in the Migdosh there was no hapsok, a pause in between the one pasuk, the second pasuk, and the third pasuk. We say Amen after the Yerach Shem Yishmarecha Amen. Yerach Shem Paramelecha Lechanek. We say Amen. Yisrach Shem Paramelecha. We say Amen three times. They say Migdosh. They said everything together, and they said something. And they didn't say Amen. They said something else, but they said everything together. So they ask on Rashi. Rashi is quoting from the Tanaim over here. Why did he say Yivarechecha Yor Yisa? This is in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, they're not recited as three different brachas. It's recited as one bracha. So I remember seeing many, many years ago, when I was a little boy, my father used to get hapardes in the mail. So in the 1940s, the chief rabbi was Rav Herzog. So they printed a Dvar Torah from Rav Herzog on this kasha. So he said, before the Shmini L'Miluim, the Mishkan didn't have the full Kedusha yet. So it was like Chutz L'Mikdash. It wasn't yet like the Mikdash. After the Shechina was Shoyrev, at Tetzeish, Melufne Hashem, the next pasuk says, Vayirik Vod Hashem, I'll call home, then there was Hashuas Hashchina. But when Aaron gave the Duchening, it was Adain Loin, the Shechina didn't come yet. So even though it was the Mishkan, but it had the status like Chutzle Beis HaMikdash. So Chutzle Beis HaMikdash, he recited Yivarecha Yor Yisu as three different psukim. What's the idea? Three psukim on one pasuk. So Rav Herzog suggested maybe Pshat is like this. In life, we always distinguish between ruchnias and gashmias. So the different brachas are different things. Rech Hashem Yishmerecha goes on mammon. Rech Hashem mammon Yishmerecha, you should protect your money, your investment should go up, it shouldn't go down. That goes on gashmias. Yisrael Hashem Panim Elecha, Yar Hashem Panim Elecha, that sounds like ruchnias. So bigvulin, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a split. There's a gashmias and there's ruchnias. So there's a different bracha for this and different bracha for that. The Beis HaMikdash, we assume, is the place where the heavens and the earth combined together, and Ruchnis and Gashmis blend in together, and there's no distinction between them. So that's after you have Vayir Kvod Hashem Al Kol Ham, after you have Hashvas Hashchina in the Mishkan, so then in the Mishkan, in the Migdosh, all the three brachas blend in to be one. They only say one Amen at the end. But Kol Zman was Adayin Lo Nizkadesh, so even in the Mishkan, it was like Bigvulin, that they gave it as three different brachas. Yet in life, we all live Bigvulin. We always distinguish between Ruchnias and Gashmias. We hope someday we'll be Zoicha to see a Beis HaMikdash where the Ruchnias and the Gashmias blend in to be one and the same. So,